Today's top stories from your WVJW newsroom. Battles rage, bombing continues, and an eagerly waiting case waits before the High Court. From Diwaniya, Iraq, a U.S. Marine officer says Iraqi forces in one town were outmatched, but they put up a fight anyway. U.S. Marine reportedly killed at least 75 Iraqi fighters and captured 44 others in the town about 80 miles southeast of Baghdad. One building in Baghdad has been reduced to a pile of rubble after the latest Allied airstrikes. The building was believed to be a club for Iraqi Air Force officers. Allied airstrikes also targeted Iraq's Olympic headquarters and one of Saddam Hussein's palaces. Arguments are underway before the Supreme Court in a challenge to the University of Michigan's race-based admission policy. A lawyer for a rejected white applicant tells the court that public schools can't use race to pick students, but the lawyer for the college says a diverse student body helps all students. In Key West, Florida, a hijacked Cuban plane is now on the ground. It was hijacked last night by a man claiming to have grenades and demanding to go to the U.S. After a night of negotiations on the ground in Havana, a group of passengers were let go. Sources from Amman, Jordan say a terrorist plot allegedly involving poisoning water supplies to Jordanian and U.S. troops on the border with Iraq was recently foiled. Another alleged plot involved bombing a luxury hotel used by Westerners. Diplomatic sources say both of these plots were planned by Iraqis in Jordan. Tim French, WVJW Worldwide News.